The opioid epidemic has torn apart communities across the country. One city has decided to take what some might call extraordinary measures to help fight fatal overdoses and save lives. Baltimore now has a program that makes the fast-acting opioid antidote Narcan available to every resident in the city. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Lena Wen, Baltimore's health commissioner, about why she feels the problem of heroin addiction makes this program necessary.
How do you think we got to this point? What is behind this alarming trend of opioid-related deaths in the U.S.?
It's a difficult issue to address because there are so many components. We know that physicians and the pharmaceutical industry has a role to play in getting us to where we are. In fact, I'm a bit ashamed to admit this now, but when I was in the ER as a resident physician, I routinely prescribed opioids for patients who may not have needed them. We learn early on in medical training that our goal is to take away patients' pain, which is an important goal. The problem, though, is getting to pain-free requires taking medications that often have significant side effects, including the risk of overdose and the risk of addiction as well. We have gotten to this point as a culture where we give a pill for every pain. And studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have shown that there are enough prescriptions for opioids that are given every year in the U.S. for every adult American to have their own bottle. Something else that has been particularly troubling in recent years is an opioid called fentanyl. Fentanyl is many times stronger than heroin. It is an effective medication for quick onset extreme pain, but unfortunately, fentanyl is now illegally being combined with heroin and other drugs, and there has been a large rise in the number of people dying from opioid overdose. Fentanyl has a large role to play, but so does heroin, so do these other prescription opioids. And that's why it's so important for us to treat this as the public health emergency that it is.
And that is training everyday residents about the antidote to the opioid. It's called naloxone, or we refer to it as Narcan.
I've used it in the ER hundreds of times, and I've seen how someone who would otherwise be dead will be walking and talking within seconds to minutes of getting this medication administered to them. It seems unconscionable that if we have the ability to save someone's life and there are that many people in our city who are dying, then the least we can do is to give everyone the ability to save someone's life. And indeed, we heard so many stories from our fellow residents about how they wish that they had this medication, naloxone, available to them, because if you find a loved one is overdosing, and let's say that you call 911, by the time that 911 shows up, it may be too late. Those minutes are literally a matter of life and death. And so that's why we believe that naloxone should be part of everyone's medicine cabinet and everyone's first aid kit. And treatment for opioid addiction is something that has to happen over the longer term. Naloxone really is just something that we have to give someone in the short term to save their life.
That was Baltimore Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Wen speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. You can hear more about the heroin antidote Narcan on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.